Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden.
Yes, Jaden. I have a potential claimant for the Roundup claim. His first name is Ramon, but it's spelled Ramon. Last name Schaefer, Schaffer.
And that was Schaffer.
Schaffer, his last name Schaefer.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, so Ramon, he's going to take care of you from here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hello, Ramon.
Hello.
Hi, Ramon. My name is Jaden. Again, this is on a, just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And then, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, sir?
No.
And were you or someone you, or I'm so sorry, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, sir.
And then, would you, were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Say again.
Were you ever diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry to. Oops, sorry about that. I'm very sorry about
Thank
that,
you.
sir.
Thank you.
If I may ask, have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, if I may ask?
2018.
2018.
Yeah.
Do you know the date of when it took place?
Was in May. I'm not precise about the date. I know it was in May. It was like the 11th, 12th, something like that. I'm not exact.
Said May 11th of 2018.
Yeah, around there.
Okay. So I have May 11th of 2018 for the date of diagnosis. Hello?
Yes.
Got you. Sorry about that. And did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
At home.
At home. And then can I have the home address that you sprayed Roundup at?
1811 8th Street Northeast, Apartment B, Washington, D.C.
So I have 1811 8th Street Northeast B, Washington, D.C. 2000 or 217 zip code.
2002, 20002.
2000.
I wasn't living at my current address when I was using.
Gotcha. And then I'm just gonna read this off to you one more time. So the home or the address that I have you using it at is 1811 8th Street, Northeast, Apartment B, Washington, DC 2002. 2002.
2002, yeah.
Okay. Just one second. And did any of your colleagues, neighbors, anyone else that you know ever spray Roundup and have a similar experience, if I may ask?
Not knowingly, no. I don't know if they even use it.
So that was a no.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then what was your age at the time of diagnosis, if I may ask?
37.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry. How many years did you spray Roundup for? Sorry.
A little over 11 years.
A little over 11 years.
Yeah.
And if I may ask, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes. I mean, in succession or
so it
over time?
Over time. At least 10 days.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for this next part, I just have to ask, this is for medical purposes. Just let me know if you have any history of the following: HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, family cancer history?
Excuse me, no to all of the above.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. Just 1 second.
You're welcome.
And then can I have the spelling on the first, middle, and last name?
My name?
Yes. So I have Raymond, R-A-M-O-N.
Ramon, R-A-M-O-N.
Got you. And then Schaefer.
Middle, S-H-A-F-F-E-R. And you said you needed my middle name as well?
Yes, sir.
D-E-M-E-C-R-I-U-S.
Got you. So I have Raymond, Ramon Demetrius Schaefer, R-A-M-O-N.
Correct.
D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S, and then S-H-A-F-F-E-R for Schaefer.
Correct and perfect.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And then are you currently married?
No. They still ask gender questions?
Yeah, sorry. Which is for the attorney.
Kind of weird. No. I'm cool. I'm a guy. I'm a cis guy. But I'm the way things are now.
No, I know. I'm sorry about that. But thank you, though.
No problem.
If I may ask, yeah. Can I have your date of birth, please?
July 3rd, 1981.
I have 07-03-1981.
Correct.
Perfect. And then can I have your social ID for HIPAA purposes?
Couldn't you just take my last full?
Full if you have it.
I really don't like just giving out my social. I mean, I understand that, but I would much rather give out the last full, and if anything else needs to be gotten, I would present it.
Okay, that's fine.
6040. And I'm not trying to be a douche or anything.
No, yeah.
It's just there's so much stuff going on. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you for understanding.
I have 6040.
Correct.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer?
Through social media.
And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? So do you know when that was?
Maybe close to a year ago, maybe.
2023?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then can I have your height and weight?
6'1", roughly around 215 pounds. Excuse me.
215.
I wish I was 200 pounds.
It's all right. And then could I have a primary email address?
AFRIKA1811@AOL.com.
And then I have AFRICA1811@AOL.com.
AFRIKA, Africa okay. With a K.
IKA, got you. Perfect. Sorry, that was 1811.
@AOL.com.
Perfect. And then the primary phone number I have on file is 202-271-9427.
Correct.
Perfect. And that was a mobile phone, correct?
Yeah.
And then how many times per month would you say that you sprayed Roundup?
Two or more. Rough about two, sometimes more.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start spraying Roundup and when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Say around 2006 and stopped around 2018.
Perfect. And then if I may ask, why did you stop spraying Roundup?
Because I found something else and I moved, so I wasn't really using the product anymore.
You so you moved and you were not using the product as much, or you didn't have an or like it wasn't required, there was no area for you to use it,
right?
And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
I guess you could say it according to the weed that
I see.
Because I had a couple of. Say again.
Oh, you. So
I guess you could say seasonally.
Sorry about that. So you said seasonally?
Yes.
Perfect. Sorry about that.
No problem.
And then was it applied by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Like a spray nozzle connected to the jug.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Yes, I did. Gloves, goggles, masks at times.
Gloves, goggles, and masks?
Yes.
And where did you apply Roundup, or how big of an area was it applied to? So you said it was applied residentially. Was it to like a garden?
A little bigger than a garden, say about 10, maybe 12 by 10 feet, like almost the size of a large room, like a front yard and a little bit on the back, just like on the fence row where the flowers were.
Got you. And that was residential. And did you only use it in D.C.?
Yes.
Or Washington?
Yes, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And what was your exposure? Was it it was only residential? You never use it at work, correct?
No.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it from home gardening or like residential use? You were first exposed to Roundup through home gardening, correct? Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
No problem.
And you, these next couple of questions are going to be pretty easy. How were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly. I mean, I guess that's directly. Because indirectly would almost be someone else using it, right? Yeah, directly.
So you did personally spray the Roundup?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
Gotcha. And how many hours or how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime? So like 50 to 100, could be less or more.
I say about 50.
About 50?
Yeah.
And did you live near a water well?
No.
And do you get? Did you ever get your water from a well?
No. You know, they have a reservoir system here in D.C., so everything's ran through the pipes through the city.
Cool. Perfect. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides other than Roundup?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No. Not knowingly.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No. That Agent Orange is like an old thing, right?
I haven't been exposed to it. Okay. And what type of Roundup was it? Was it a concentrate, premix, both?
Concentrated.
And where and when was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Home Depot?
Walmart.
And do you have, it's okay if you don't, but do you have any purchase information, proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts? Do you have any of the Roundup in your possession?
I'm sure I do. At least like a printout, you know, like when you buy stuff online.
And they have an online receipt?
Yeah.
Okay. If you do or if you can obtain that, just save it or try to print it out. And the attorneys will probably reach out to you for that. So you may have an online receipt. Do you have any of the bottles or anything like that?
No, I don't have those.
Okay.
Not something you want to kind of keep around knowing that.
No. I get that. I'm sorry. Yeah, we just have to ask.
No problem.
Most people
that's
don't hold on to the bottles.
I don't want
to
keep. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the time it's a no, but we do still have to ask. This next part is just for medical purposes. Have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Perfect. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
And then can I have your current employer?
Department of Public Works.
And then what was the address for them?
14th Street Northwest, Reed Center, 14th Street Northwest.
Got you, and then just 1 second. The address I have is 2014th Street Northwest, number 500, Washington.
14th Street is right on the corner of 14th Street.
It's just 14th Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it number 500 or just Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C., yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to read off the address I have. It's 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Do you know what the zip code is?
20009. It is 2014th Street. It's right on the corner.
Oh, it is 2014th?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put 2014th Street?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. And then what is your current job title?
Labor.
And have you lost any time at work because of your surgery or any treatments that were related to the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
Yes.
And then if you do know, are you able to provide the dates that you weren't able to work? If not, it's okay.
I have them. I don't have it right on because it's been a while, but I can provide them. I have to go through my paperwork.
So you have records of when you missed work, but
yes.
you, and you them to the attorneys.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then next, have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then have this next one is just claims in court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability, or a workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then finally, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Not you. And then this last or almost last part is going to be the medical or like the hospital that you were treated at for the non-Hodgkin's. Can I have the name of the hospital?
George Washington University.
Hospital?
George Washington University.
Got you. And then the name I have is George Washington University Hospital?
Correct.
The address I found was 923rd Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 237, or zip code 237?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just one second. Just kind of copy this in. Do you know the name of the physician that treated you or the doctor that was diagnosing you?
Yes, Dr. Henry Fox.
Got you. Just one second. And that was Dr. Henry Vaught?
Fox. F-O-X.
Oh, got you. Henry B. Fox or just Henry Fox?
I only know him as Dr. Fox. Henry Fox.
Got you. I'll just put Dr. Henry Fox for... I'm sure the attorneys will figure it out. And then the phone number I have for George Washington University Hospital is 202-715-4000.
Yes, or 716-4605.
I'll go with yours. So the number I have down is 202-716-4605?
Correct.
Perfect. And thank you for providing that. If I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life, work-related, stress on family, relatives? Just how had it affected your life at the time?
I mean, overall, I had to take off from work, go to the hospital. I have like scars and pains that'll never go away. Wait, how long do you have? Weight loss, I mean, just a number of things. Some stuff I don't necessarily, I've been over it. I don't necessarily want to relive, but it's been hell, I guess, to say the least.
It's been very hard since then, as well as stress on family.
Absolutely. My kids, my fiance at the time. It's a lot for a person to have to depend on somebody or caretaker for somebody, a grown person.
Yeah. And again, thank you for, it's been a little bit, so I'm glad you're able to heal. And again, I'm very, very sorry that it did take place, though. I thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. It's kind of just tough for people to, like, relive what happened, so
thank you for having some empathy and or sympathy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. And if you have any questions for me, just let me know. Do you have any medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, I do. Would I be able to send them in my stores?
Sure.
I don't have the right on hand.
Are our attorneys would be able to reach out to your hospital directly too, if that's okay.
Okay, sure, that's fine.
Just one second. And then what was the date of your diagnosis again? I'm sorry.
May of 2018.
May of 2018. I think
we're like the 11th or 12th, something like that. Remember, I don't think I was absolute on the exact date. It was like the 11th or the 12th, right, round about in that.
Okay. Perfect. And again, thank you for confirming. I'm very sorry. What type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? Do you know what, was it like chemotherapy, stem cell?
I had surgery, spleen surgery, chemo, and antibiotics.
Do you know what type of antibiotics I can put down?
Amoxicillin.
Do you know how to spell that? I'm not sure.
Amoxicillin.
Perfect. Antibiotics like amoxicillin. Was there any others that they had you taking, or they had you on?
No. Oh, could you give me 1 second? That's my other line, please.
You're good. No worries.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Raymond? Or Ramon?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. So I have you on, or for the treatment, I have chemotherapy, surgery, antibiotics as amoxicillin. Anything else for treatment-wise?
I think that was it for treatment.
Okay, and then for these last two parts, can I have your full or for your home address?
4805 Texas Avenue, Washington, D.C., zip 20019.
Is that southeast?
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
And then I'm just going to read this back. I have 4805 Texas Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20019?
Yes.
Okay. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contacts if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
No.
And then do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes, it's my oldest child.
Oldest child. And then can I have their name, phone number, and relationship to you? I have oldest child for relationship.
Raven, R-A-V-E-N. Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Perfect. And then a phone number.
One second. 202-746-6174.
And then, so for Raven Schaffer, your oldest child, I have 202-746-6174, and we do have permission to contact them.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the home address, I have 4805 Texas Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20019.
Yes, apartment 201, excuse me.
No worries. Thank you for the confirm. Apartment 201. The hospital that I have you were treated at was George Washington University Hospital. You were treated by Dr. Henry Fox, The address is 923rd Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20037.
Yes.
Okay. And then, sorry, I'm just going through this one more time, and then I'll send these documents. The phone number I have is 202-271-9427, and the primary email is afrika1811@aol.com.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Date of birth I have is 07-03-19-1981, and then last four of social is 6040.
Correct and perfect.
Going to send these over really quick. We'll get these signed, and then the attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours of these being signed. As soon as they get in your email, just let me know and we can walk through them together.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. As soon as you click on the, it's either the email or the text message. As soon as you click on it, it's going to take you to a link. As soon as you do click on that link, there's going to be a few questions that ask you to either to continue or agree. As soon as you click next through that, it's going to take you to the front page where it says, just one second, let me see. Yours is going to
please
say,
review and act.
Yeah, please review and act. Then as soon as you're on the front page, it's going to say litigation for Roundup lawsuit. And then as soon as you're on the actual document or the retainer itself, just start click start on top left. If you have any questions about anything on the document, let me know. If anything, any personal information, date of birth, addresses, names, anything is misspelled, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Yeah, everything looks pretty good.
Okay. And then whenever you're
done signing, So just go through and sign all those items?
Yes, sir. Wherever there's like a yellow box.
Oh.
I did just receive that on my end. Sorry?
I'm finished up.
Perfect. Yeah, I just received that on my end. I do have all the documents signed. I'm just going to make sure everything went through on your end. Or everything went through on the document. Okay. So the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do the case review. They're going to go over everything we went over today. They're just going to make sure everything is accurate and I got everything correct. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It'll have my name, my office hours. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me from there, okay?
Or.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for speaking about this. And again, I'm very, very sorry. If you have questions, just let me know, okay?
Thank you, Jaden. You were very professional and compassionate about your questions and taking the answers. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course. And thank you again. Thank you for speaking about this. I'll reach out to you from a 949 number. So if you have questions, just let me know. Thank you.
Thank you.